Right, 10 to 9. New Bridge, St. Connolly's Park. It's all white. It's all white looking for us. It's all black, I'm afraid. Kildare, 21 points. Mayo, 19. We're out. It's over. It only goes as far as round three this time. I guess realistically we can say it was going to happen to us at some point, because we've lived on our wits in the qualifiers right through, you know, going back the last 2 years. And tonight it happened. It is a shock. It is a shock because I don't think we expected it, clearly. But just really when it all came down to it in the last quarter, when you expected there'd be another gear from us, that we'd just power on and do it, there was nothing. It wasn't there. And it was Kildare who found that gear, and they powered on, and fair play to them. They deserved to win. There was no question about that. I don't think it was the lack of a midfield that did us, really, because German had a great match. Aidan was good as well. But we just lost our way at the end, and maybe it was just too many miles on the clock at the end of the day. We just ran out of ideas, and ultimately that was it. So fair play to Kildare, fairness, you know, all for the whole kit and caboodle. You know, I mean, clearly the Newbridge thing is now, will go down as one of these spectacular coups in the championship. They were absolutely right to get it here, you could see, in terms of the result, and Gaelic football, the result really is what matters. And it's a super win for them. It's an incredible win after you look at the way their summer started. It just shows how you can turn a season round. You know, you start a Leinster by losing to Kildare. You think it couldn't really get much worse than that. And they end up by putting out the team that came within the tiniest margin, winning the All-Ireland for the last 2 years in a row. So fair play to them. For us, it is the end of an era. It's, I guess I wouldn't expect Stephen Rochford will be manager next year, though I wouldn't. It's clearly up to him in terms of what he does, and I don't think that a number of the players that we saw out there today will be with us in 2019 either. It is the end of an era. It is the end of this team as we know it, though clearly it isn't the end for all of them, because the age profile is still decent enough. But I think you know, we will see a move on from here, and I think we'll see the next chapter of the Mayo story, wherever that takes us, unfold in 2019. But I guess the story for now is that on the last day of June, and our 2018 championship season is over. The year isn't quite half over yet, but our intercounty year is over. And it's over emphatically, and we have no complaints. We have no complaints tonight. We deserve to lose, and we lost. And I guess from Newbridge, there is nowhere for us. Not to this year, anyway. Okay, that's it.